Oh my goodness, you're blowing my mind with the Samsung Pay. Are you serious?
Here, I'm out here doing it. I'm like, if I didn't have to carry my ID, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't bring my wallet nowhere. Because I pay for everything with the phone. You know what I'm saying?
You better have your ID. You're never going to, you know, bird might take a shit on your hood.
Yeah, it's true. Birds start shitting and you know.
Got to go ahead and, you know, professionally handle that situation.
That is the still a week later. And that is still the stupidest thing I've heard in quite a while. Ugh,
wow. Gosh. Samsung Pay.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, it actually moves into the opening question, which was, yeah, it was pretty funny. All right. Opening question. Oh, man,
this
I'm tripping.
This is going to be about my phone.
So I am super tripping right now. Hold on. You guys are listening to Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
That's me.
I am not sure how you have decided to tune in, but I am very thankful that you have tuned in. However, wherever you've tuned in from, please make sure you comment, like, rate, subscribe, you know, discuss, get down with us. We appreciate that. That helps us out quite a bit.
Yes, please.
Word up. Opening question. I am having a dilemma, Kev, and I'm going to allow you a few seconds to talk trash about that dilemma.
Oh, wow. This is like you are allowing the preemptive strike. Okay. All right. I'm not going to fall into it, though. You have to say it before I'm going to jump to conclusions.
No, it's actually very... Are you going to talk shit to me because my phone is completely screwed up and I need to buy a new phone and I'm completely undecided on which type of phone to buy?
I mean, let me tell you something, Trek. Can I call you Trek? Friend. Let me tell you something. It takes a very small man to judge or cast aspersions upon another's character simply for the content of his cellular capability.
Shots fired.
I would never do that.
You know what the best thing about this is? Once I get a new phone, I will officially have more modern technology than you once again. Check y'all out on the other side, man. I appreciate it. Let's go.
Wow, you're really going to get the S10.
We're out of here. We're going to do it. We're on the other side with this one. Trek Life with the S10. Move on.
Yo, wake your podcast up. I go by the name of Lil Brennan's baby boy, and you are now listening to Rap Sucks Radio with my niggas and them. Fool.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life for your fam, Kev Sakota.
AKA S11.
Whoops. How did you... Oh, boy. I mean, Korean technology, do you feel some type of way about this? That's what I should have asked initially.
Nah, man. We're all friends here.
All right.
They sent me beautiful letters.
All right. Let's not do that today. All right, y'all. We're going to get into, for those of y'all that are new to the show, a segment we call Out Here Tripping, where we discuss people who are just out here doing stupid stuff, period. That's the easiest way to put it.
Tripping. Straight tripping. If you will.
Out here tripping. All right. So... I like this full title, actually.
Yeah.
Arkansas dad William McNabb is out here tripping. All right. Why?
Yes, he is.
Of course, with all of the recent, mass shootings, as you know, they can't put it any light, can't put none of this lightly. there's been a lot of discussion on whether people should carry assault weapons, etc. It's been just quite a bit of gun control conversation going on. And Twitter, which is where we source this from, is a hotbed for all sorts of discussions and political nuance and nonsense, right?
Yep.
In a not-so-nonsense tweet, musician Jason Isbell, see, my eyesight, Els's eyes, concerning assault weapons and gun control, tweeted, "If you're on here arguing the definition of assault weapons today, you are part of the problem. You know what an assault weapon is, and you know you don't need one." That is what Jason Isbell said. In a string of responses, Arkansas dad William McNabb tweeted, wait, this is the best part. The opening part of the tweet is the best part, Kev. "Legit question for rural Americans."
Right.
"How do I kill..."
You lost me. You lost me already.
Yeah, we were already out at that point. Yeah. "How do I kill 30 to 50 feral hogs that run into my yard within 3 to 5 minutes while my small kids play?" Let me run that back for the people out there listening. "Legit question for rural Americans. How do I kill 30 to 50 feral hogs that run into my yard within 3 to 5 minutes while my small kids play?" This prompted Twitter reactions ranging from incredibly shocked to crazy hilarious. Kev, saw you.
That actually, from incredibly shocked to crazy hilarious, accurately describes the range of emotion displayed by the reaction to this thing. Oh, man. I just realized, though, by the way, that this is the great reason why we cater to a older than young audience. Because this is going to be so old by the time.
Yeah.
What you need to know is when we're recording this, it's relatively current.
Right.
Actually, nobody's even talking about this now. And it's only been a couple days.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, the whole thing is that this is one of those things where you read it, and if you're not on Twitter all day long, like sort of watching the evolution of the reaction to it, you read it and you're like, wait, what?
But 30 to 50 feral hogs.
Right.
The hashtag search or Google search for that by the time this episode comes out is going to be worth it. But how do you... I actually was legit curious and will Google this later on. I'm legit curious of whether this is an actual thing.
Well, I think what I have heard is that there are roaming packs of hogs, or what do you call them?
I think a roaming pack of 30 to 50 feral hogs would be called... Okay, wait. Let me run through this, Kev, real quick. So, a group of chimpanzees is a congress, correct?
Wow, you did research.
A group of crows is a murder.
It is in America.
Well, that's true too. A group of crows is a murder. Shout out to the group 2000 Crows.
Only black crows.
Oh, well, all right. Are there any other crows? So, in my cursory research, a group of 30 to 50 feral hogs, I believe, are called Kid Rock fans. Or just Kid Rocks.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you. If there was an applause button.
The edge of my seat.
How do you kill these 30 to 50 feral hogs within 3 to 5 minutes? I suggest Steven Seagal. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah. Or Chuck Norris.
Or if you like to, it is rural America. I'm not certain how ethnic you'd like to go. But Blade could do it.
Blade, either old
Wesley Snipes
Blade
could do it,
new Blade.
Or new Blade, yeah. Wesley Snipes could certainly do it.
It's, oh my god,
But it was a legit question. That's the thing that's bugged me out. Okay, I'm sorry, Kev. You got it.
Was it legit? Was it really? Because there's a street also in front of your house. And you don't just let your kids go run out in the street because, legit question, what if a car runs them over? If there are 30 to 50 feral hogs running into your yard and you've run the stats on that and it takes 3 to 5 minutes on average for them to reach your fucking kids, maybe don't let your kids play in the yard. Go gentrify some other neighborhood. You're good.
Jesus. Or just get a gate. Do they? Are they just... I mean, we're talking randomly run in, right? Do you not know your perimeter? I mean, I don't know. Some people have a lot of property.
Man. I don't know. But yeah, so the only... But yeah, so you are have now found yourself, who is a technologically savvy Twitter user, who has been able to procreate somehow, found yourself in a position where your kids are in such imminent danger. By the way, three to 5 minutes is a long ass time. If you can't say kids, get your ass in the house and take it, it take roughly 30 seconds, then, you know, maybe there's something wrong with your entire family. But
that might be true.
If that's the case, your only recourse is to spray the entire yard with high-powered ammunition.
There's 30 to 50 of them, though.
Son, you're eating bacon for like...
Right.
What?
You
at
have,
least a week.
You don't have a big enough freezer. yeah, I'm assuming that William McNabb is a comedian and that this is all fake. That's what I'm gonna go for. That's how I'm gonna deal with this. He's messing around. But good job though, because it was great. Thank you.
Yeah. This is literally he's spraying pigs that are coming for his kids. This is literally a 90s rap song. He should be at the top. He should be in the top five. He's better than Joe Budden.
He's beat
Joe Budden. Just with that tweet.
Oh, God. I don't have time for the negative stress of that list. I'm trying to live a zen life. I don't need a top nothing rapper list.
Camplo.
Jesus. You could put together an Avengers army inspired by Sam Jackson to kill 30 to 50 feral hogs.
Hell yeah. Easy.
Easy. Or you could be Samuel L. Jackson and murk off like 30 to 50 angry Twitter users in just about one sentence, right? According to Business Insider, a response to all the fans who have threatened to boycott his movies if he keeps slamming Trump. Samuel Jackson said, and I quote, "Already cashed that check." The end.
You're not gonna do that voice?
I am not. No, I'm not. It could go. It just feels like it could go so bad.
Should we do a disclaimer that there's gonna be a lot of coarse language?
Right. Exactly. That dude has cursed out everything from sharks to aliens to, you know. It's not a
snakes.
Snake. Snakes.
Snakes.
Yeah, he's cursed out snakes. Yeah. Yeah. And
planes, I think.
And the snake and the plane? Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Yes. His best curse out was to, you know, it was in Mississippi Burning. Well, which wasn't really cursing. But this might be his best. His response, dude. Disclaimer, as Kev said.
Fantastic.
Just ridiculously great. His discussion on Trump is so... This motherfucker is like ruining the planet and all other crazy shit, Jackson said.
Yeah.
And if you're not saying anything, then you're complicit. And I wouldn't give a fuck if I was a garbage man and I had a Twitter account. I'd tweet that shit out.
That's right.
I'm not thinking about who I am and what my job is when I do that shit. End quote. Holla at him, Sam Jack.
Man. Look at the big, check out the big brain on Sam.
Sam out there. Be more like Sam, yo.
Oh, man. He said, I want proof. I want proof the motherfucker demanding folks stand for the anthem actually knows the words to the anthem. Because my thing is that if I lived in a world that was a better version of the world that I live in, mm-hmm. every Major League Baseball owner would invite the stable genius to not only sing the national anthem, but also throw out the first pitch at every single game of every single season.
That would just be what he does every day. That would be so ridiculous.
Because at some point, he's going to do it.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And that will be the most glorious 10 minutes of footage.
Jesus. Speaking of, man, what's up with this clown dude that body slammed the kid for wearing the hat during the national anthem?
Man.
I'm like, fam said that he was inspired by Trump. Look, y'all ain't never gonna hear me do this probably ever again. But some of y'all gonna have to hold your own L's. You can't just throw everything on Trump made me do it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will agree that his rhetoric is dangerous and it is certainly inspiring a lot of foolishness. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean you ain't gotta hold your L. You still gotta hold your L. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
stop snitching
and hold your L. You know what I mean? Now, yeah, like and again, for all of y'all who know me, you know, I know what Trump is doing is actually certainly inspiring a lot of this nonsense. I've said it. I'll make sure to say it twice so y'all hear me. But for this clown right here specifically, and especially, this on you, dog. You are super tripping. You know what I'm saying? So, and
yeah.
He's a former military. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
But here's my argument towards military people who are saying, I was in the military, so you should stand for the flag. Well, okay. You fought for freedom, right? The freedom of the choice to either stand for the flag or sit or wear a hat. That is what you actually fought for. You actually fought for the right for me to sit down and or kneel and or go get a beer. That is what you fought for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is not North Korea, where you have to salute leaders as they pass by or die. This is, or salute the flag or you know, show praise for the nation. Or you don't have to do any of that. That is exactly why you went to fight. That's what you fight for. Well, technically you went to fight for oil, but your heart-to-heart purpose, you know what I'm saying? It's not a disrespect to you. That's just what you were sent out there for. But your purpose at heart, and your belief in fighting for freedom is for this exact reason. The exact reason that this dude body slammed a kid is the exact reason he fought for that kid. That's the thing that is not going through stupid heads like his. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, okay. How old was the kid? 13?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I was raised by somebody who was a military veteran. Who would whip my ass if I kept my hat on during the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance, or didn't put my hand over my heart, or at least stand up.
Right.
That's just a fact. So in that respect, I understand how that might give you a little bit of agita.
Sure.
But that is the exact point at which your participation in that situation ends.
Right.
Because that's not your child. And he's a child.
Yes.
And you got charges, homie.
Now you got to hold this L.
You got priors.
Yep.
So yeah, keep that energy in GP.
When you in general pop. Yeah, for real. I'm over it. I'm over the idea that you have to physically protect the country from these dangerous 13-year-olds who are wearing hats. I'm sorry. I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to say that there's some mental health issue. Well, there obviously is one, right? But but yeah, I'm over it. I'm over that whole thought process. I'm over it.
Okay, and we, by the way, we also need to draw a distinction between mental health issues, which are genuine, which are real, which, and I don't know if they've gotten worse or better, or if we've learned how to deal with them in a more productive and open way in this country or in this world. But there is definitely a difference between mental health issues, and I'm an uneducated, stupid ass
dude.
Issues.
Yes.
Which is also a mental issue.
It is. It really is.
They could affect your health when you're, when you know.
Well,
you have to explain to your cellmate why you're there.
Well, there's slow development and there's no development, right?
Exactly. So
this sounds like slow development. Yeah, I'm done with it. But skipping ahead a little bit, skipping one topic before the next, out of order on our topic list. But what it is not is a hoax.
Nope.
Tucker Carlson, however, suggested white supremacy is a hoax. Or suggested. And in response to that, the fire starter, Tucker Carlson, has lost officially 20 sponsors. Including a place I do not eat at, not for any other reason than the fact that I just don't. Long John Silver's. But, you know, I might roll in and get me fish and chips just because they you know, rolled out. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, they've dropped Fox News as they are no longer a sponsor of Fox News because of Tucker Carlson's statement about white supremacy being a hoax.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. That, to me, that was, I was like, that's the best advertisement they could hope for, because my first reaction was, they're still Long John Silver's?
You got
For anybody, I don't know if it's a nationwide chain, but for anyone who's listening who in Canada, perhaps, who doesn't know what Long John Silver's, it's not a Pornhub category.
It is not. It is not at all.
It's a fast food, seafood centered establishment. Right.
The one
that has
food,
four locations.
Puente Hills is one of them, which is where like restaurants like those go to die. Like, what? You're still around? All right. Well, good job. The one thing you don't want as a fast food is fish. And that is what they serve as fast food. So there's that. However, they've been pretty noble. They've been pretty responsive in their reaction to like cause-worthy things. But this is actually pretty big for them, this to back out of that sponsorship, because I would think that they're probably more prominent outside of California. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, more than likely, which is odd, right? Because.
No, yeah. The further away from the coast you get, exactly, seafood gets more popular.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Because America.
Well, yeah, one of my favorite things is being in Dallas to visit my brother and passing sushi restaurants and being like, no. So how about no? I don't know. It just, I mean, I'm sure it is somewhat fresh, but I'm just going to not believe that it's as fresh as I prefer it. You know what I'm saying? And that's.
The crazy thing was reading the article is all the other companies who are expressing outrage. Nestle.
Good job.
Hello Fresh. Steinmart. Like, so you were all down for this. You were there for the entire Tucker experience until he took a stand against people who claim that white supremacy exists. Like, wow, okay, all right.
Okay, but...
All right, Steinmart.
Good job.
All right, Steinmart. I'm not going to go buy a woven basket from your less than outlet mall, whatever. What is Steinmart?
I don't even know. I don't even know. But they're doing a good job. I got to appreciate what they're doing. But yeah, a lot of these places I don't shop at all.
Nestle is the one that hurts.
That, yeah. That hurts. Actually, yeah. Yeah. They'll make it up. They'll make it up in, you know, plastic Doesn't water hurt. Bottles.
Or straws.
Well, straws, yeah. Yeah, I mean, your favorite thing. Yeah. Turtle killing straws.
Oh, God. This is the thing. Okay, so he... But so this dude literally went on there and said that white supremacy is a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same dude who talks about, I don't even know what Antifa really is.
I don't either.
They talk about Antifa more than anybody else.
I have never seen. And who? Yeah. Seen. I don't know. Who, yeah.
Yeah. And they call Black Lives Matter a terrorist group. And they're in good company with the FBI, evidently.
Thanks, FBI, for protecting us.
But this is the same thing I said a few episodes ago about calling out racism. So, we're not calling you racist. Cuz calling is not the word. We are pointing out and shining a bright light on your factual, indisputable racism. Because if you garner support from racists, you can call yourself whatever the hell you want.
You sure can. Yep.
But everyone knows.
Yep.
You're a racist.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, there's cowards like there's this guy Mark Meadows, right?
Right.
Who was getting called a racist, and then he happily leaned on Elijah Cummings.
Ugh.
Who co-signed, you know,
yeah, that
Mark Meadows.
Yeah, he said that they were friends.
Yeah, right, they're friends. He made him sound like it was the most woke moment of Mark Meadows' life. But then this dude, Mark Meadows, abandons Cummings.
Sure did.
When he's attacked.
Yep.
By the stable genius.
Right? Yep.
These scarecrows. I mean, they're the first to claim they can't possibly be racist. You know, this dude Meadows, he claims I can't possibly be racist because I have people of color in my family.
Yeah.
He literally says this, right? In his extended family, right?
Yep.
Which means somebody had a difficult Thanksgiving at some point. Problematic Thanksgiving. But at the same time, he has bona fide races in his immediate family.
Well, what's funny is how come nobody looks up the definition of racism? Right? It's pretty simple definition. It's not hard. Discrimination or bigotry under the guise that your race is superior to the, you know, race that you're discriminating against. You can have black friends and still feel like white people are superior. Like you can, it's not as though like I have black friends or I have black people in my family, so there's no way I can think I'm better. No, you can actually. You can still do that. You know what I mean? It's not possible. It's not impossible by any stretch of the imagination. You know?
Yeah, indeed. Definitely.
So
just get right with the fact that your entire life, there's an aspect of your entire life that has got your entire point of view fucked up.
Well, yeah. It's just not, you know. Yeah, it's not that hard. It's just not that hard. First of all, it's not that hard to not be racist. It's pretty easy, actually. But the other thing is to sit here and play this game like white supremacy hasn't been dangerous. Man, since the founding of the country. You know what I mean? We've all been... All of our ancestors, anybody in this country has slightly under the shadow of white supremacy the entire time. It's just been there.
Yeah.
It's just been lurking.
It's always been there. It's always been here. If you consider yourself a conscious, dare I say, woke individual, but every so often you say poor kids are just as bright as white kids, just stop and think about the fact that they've told you your entire life that those wipes were flushable.
Right.
But now your toilet backed up. You need to stop and deal with that shit.
Yeah, you do.
Literally.
Literally. Deal with that shit.
Literally.
And just, or bird shit.
Yeah. Ponder it. Deal with it. Realize that somebody may have lied to your ass.
Yes. Well, somebody did lie to you. And you've been able to be at advantage because of that lie for quite a while. Advantages you didn't even realize you've had. And that's not to say that you didn't work hard. I think that's one of the things. I think that's a common misconception on both sides of the coin. And I clearly, white people have worked hard. It's not to say that because you've had these advantages, you weren't qualified for some of them, or maybe even all of them, or that struggle wasn't part of your family's life or upbringing or whatever. Nobody's saying that, though. What's being said is, for other people, they have to deal with those common life struggles that you deal with, and also your shitty-ass racism.
Right.
That's the thing. It's and also. You know what I'm saying? You have the modern-day struggles that everybody has. Girl don't like you when you in school, you know, whatever. Hard to get good grades in the class, blah, blah, blah. You know? Behind on your mortgage. Yeah, white people struggle with all that shit. Like, just not, you know, family had to come up through hard times, all of it. But what's also included in the rest of us is dealing with your shitty racism too.
Yeah.
And that's the part that you're not attaching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, try as you might, you look like a sad cartoon turtle and you've accepted contributions from Russia.
Sad cartoon turtle, son.
Man.
Ugh. Hey. That's good. That response was perfect.
Let's take it up a note.
Or down. Based on your title.
Oh, yeah. Where are we?
Ugh. Topic two.
Go ahead.
Kim K wouldn't do this. Ugh, God. I don't know why we have to do this every episode.
Man. Listen. She put in work, kept her nose to the grindstone, and developed a superficial internet following the way real Americans.
developed a superficial internet following is perfect. However, she is only the title because Kev needs to sneak Kim K into every episode. but this person is pretty funny right here. And we got this from Fox News. So all of you who listen to the show and say, those damn liberals don't even listen to the, this came from Fox News.
That was the source. Come on, man. Fox News is fair and balanced.
Yeah. Fair and balanced reporting. Good job, Tucker. Go. So the report on this one is very simple. Casey Sosnowski, a woman from Florida, posted a perfectly posed picture right before her hike at Lake, I'm not even going to try to say it, Park and Trail in Florida. All right. Okahumka.
Yeah, man.
Lake Okahumka Park and Trail in Florida. The trees were lush. The trail was inviting and well-trodden. All the makings of an expertly crafted Instagram snap. However, her sister called her out because she was lying. She didn't go hiking. Casey's sister just ratted her out. Like, you she wasn't did, hiking.
Man.
You wasn't hiking. How cold is that? What kind of family member are you?
That's a snitch. Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What does are we at the era, the time of the internet where everyone should know what receipts are?
It's the internet's self-correction mechanism.
People have receipts, man. They know. You can't make up a story about yourself no more. You were able to before. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to count the stories I told girls that lived in LA that I talked to on the phone when I was in high school. They wouldn't know. Then how do you know? I mean, they know now. But it's too late now.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying there's a population of females in the greater Los Angeles area that know now that you're full of it?
Yeah, well, I see what you're trying to do here, Kev.
I know, I'm doing it.
three of the population live with me, my wife and my two daughters. However, yeah, in high school I could make up a story about, you know, I don't know. I didn't have a car, so I was awesome. With that being said though, the internet kills all of that. You cannot lie about this, Casey. But what makes this entirely worse is the obvious, right? Who pulls receipts on their sister?
Dude. That's some sibling rivalry. Yeah, I mean, this is, so I saw the picture. The picture, it looks like the average chicken yoga pants going for a hike, right?
Yep.
If I had a backyard that looked like hers, I'd probably do that too, you know. And then the area behind her house is pretty impressive.
It really is. The crib was dope. Yeah. Yeah. None of this is actually like innuendo either. He's not trying to say something.
I would never do that.
Never. Never, never, ever. Yep.
Never.
Speaking of never.
With the good backyard.
Becky with the... Good grief. Oh, where is Shug when you need him? I'm done with this damn nature right here. It can end today. You know what I'm saying?
It was for you. This was for you.
Dude.
My gift to you.
So I'm going to preface this with this thing that, okay, so normally, so spiders that are normally out in spring are out now in Southern California. You know what I'm saying? I'm familiar with these spiders because I hate spiders. So all my life I've been aware of the season in which, you know, these particular like reddish spiders kind of come out, these orangish ones. And then I have a spider that is literally chilling, like lives right above my balcony that I'll just be. So I know that he's there and he knows that I know he's there. And he just, every once in a while he comes down, he looks at me or whatever. And he's, you know, what you got on my 40? I'm like, look, you're not going to be punking me out here like this. My kids is out here. We have this beef. You know what I mean?
But you let him, you're giving him squatter's rights.
I don't have no choice. When I go after to kill the dude, he just goes up to the roof.
You got to let him know who's boss.
Man, get the spray out. That spider is big enough to drink a whole can of that spray outside my house.
I'm about to say.
Nah, he's about it. About a
rinsing his underarms in that.
For real. It's about the size of a nickel, maybe close to a quarter. But, yeah.
Hold on, let me ask you something.
Sure.
If your daughters do what my daughter does and every so often come running out of her room.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, there's a spider.
Yep.
What is your reaction?
It is an aggravated get up and kill it. That's what I've gotten to.
Tell them to get up and kill it? Or
No. I get up and kill it, but I'm super aggravated that I have to do it. Like, I'm like, damn it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing. Like,
but you step up.
Absolutely. Immediately. Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah. So far, there hasn't been a spider big enough to be like, to make me be like, all right, you're going to have to move out, kid. You know what I mean? Like, this room is his now. Forget about it. Matter of fact, just as we're on the subject, before we explain why we're talking about spiders so much, I remember when we moved to Duarte initially, the apartment we moved to, man, had like no exaggeration, man, like 12 black widows in and around the perimeter of the place. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I had to go around and kill all these black widows, you know, and when I kill one, for example, like one lived under the steps in a little concrete area, you know. Right. So I kill it. You know, I kind of get it to, they were kind of aggressive too. I was able to like use a stick to like mess with it, and then it would like come out try to get me, you know? Do like two or three more would just show up out of, you know what I mean? Like, I think I killed it, and then they'd be like, nah, I live way further up the street, homie. Like, I'm with all this ruckus. Like, I'm like, dude, why are there so many black widows? So at that point, I was like, okay, well, I can no longer say that I'm afraid of spiders because I walked around killing all these black widows. So that was the
spider
end of
it. Spider killer.
Yeah. But again, they were black widows, which are near, they stay near the ground. Yeah. So I was actually all right with that. If they were ones that were, yeah.
Wait, hold on. They stay near the ground.
They like to be in cold, damp places, more likely like to be like, you know.
Or what, they don't climb up in trees and stuff like that?
Not typically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like our next guest?
Like our next guest.
Man.
The Argiope Aranchia. That's the spider's government name.
Right.
This spider, outside of a Texas home, caught and ate.
Street name is T-Bone.
Street, right? This spider, y'all, in Texas, this is the damn nature you scary than a mug. Like, yo.
Man.
I think I've prefaced this enough. This dude caught and ate a bat. Oh, wait, what? Caught and ate a bat, yo. That's how big this dude was. What?
Yo.
This is sourced by ABC7. You can see the pictures that the family took of the spider. And, you know.
Man.
Yeah. Caught and ate a bat, Kev.
This is a disgrace to the bat community everywhere. who watched ABC7's coverage and just was like, really, dude?
Right.
You flew into the web and then you couldn't manage that.
Well, the crazy part is this spider, which is basically a large garden spider, has an X on its back. And they don't know the purpose of the X, but some believe that the purpose is to let birds know, like, hey, the web's over here. Don't fly into the web. I guess that's not its common prey. You know what I'm saying?
It's a gang sign.
That's what I was saying. Like, what animal that can eat a bat is warning the bats not to land there? Or the, you know, or birds or whatever. So anyway, bat landed in the web, couldn't get out. The lady said she went to work. She saw the bat was trapped. I guess thought, it's a spider web. Bat'll get out. And by the time she got back, the bat was dead and being consumed. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord. It's the circle of life.
It is terrible. I thought I had a great damn nature.
Okay. Well, wait, what was yours?
Mine was the lioness that ate both of her cubs.
Oh, wait. Okay. I just saw a headline. What? So that was the headline?
That's what happened. She's a captive. She's in a zoo. And she had two cubs. And she ate both of them. Left nothing for them to figure out the reason why or test. What they said was that, Randy explained to me that when the cubs start showing signs of being sick or do things that are like, you know, not normal for lions,
right?
The maternal instinct kicks in for the lioness. This is the damn nature part. And she'll eat them because they're not, you know, I guess apparently they're not going to be good enough to survive in society. So she just eats them.
Wow.
But she consumed them entirely, so they don't have a way to test to see whether they were sick or what was wrong with them. She just gobbled them up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big L. What's up?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Shout out to Big L. Your mother should have swallowed you. Well, I guess.
That's a little bit glib.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Big L wasn't thinking about lions, but he still was right.
Are you conflicted at all about taking your kids to like zoos and shit like that?
To some degree, yeah.
I haven't taken a hard stand, but it's a little crazy. I'm like, I mean, shit. Like, literally, your babies are born, and both of them. I can see maybe one of them is Fredo. Like, your soft ass, you know, your soft ass looks like a snack, but it's like both of them. It's like, no, none of you want. You don't want this. This life is not a game.
To be honest with you, that's actually what I thought when I saw the headline that. And they did say that this is something that happens in captivity more than out in the wild. So I'm like, you know, this is some like beloved type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say this. They say that this is something that happens in captivity more than the wild. Yeah. So what are you doing?
Right.
Isn't the whole idea of zoos to like.
Right. For the preservation.
Help them have babies and. You know what I mean?
Reintroduce them to the wild, etc.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Get it. You know. Yeah. I sort of draw the line at elephants. I know, but I'd be like, you just don't have a big enough enclosure for them. Like, come on, man, let them roll. They'll be all right.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? That's the thing that hit me when I went to LA Zoo.
Yeah.
This is before I moved, long time ago, and I was like, oh my god. It's like, holy shit, that's the best preparation I could ever have for a New York apartment. Oh my god, good lord. Jesus Christ.
Hey, putting Texas together with this conversation of zoos, the largest population of captive tigers is Texas.
Wow. Yeah.
There are more tiger owners in Texas than anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
So that's that. And yeah, that's about the end of that story. Also, just a note, the spider, the garden spider that ate the bat.
Yep.
The quote of that article.
From the spider?
You know what? Probably could have been from the spider through like hypnosis. The guy says that they are harmless to humans.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that one. It ate a bat. Come on. No. Oh, so you saying this shit's going to bite me and it's not going to, you know, harmless? Harmless means it can do no harm to. Do you have a dictionary, right, sir? Do you understand the words that are coming out of your mouth? Do you know what you're talking about? Harmless. Means it can do no harm to. So, yeah. Nah, I'm pretty sure that harm me.
You see that thing with the X on its back? That's the size of my hand?
Exactly.
Where's William McNabb?
Right, exactly. Now that, me and William got a good, yeah, me and William McNabb, we on this one. 30 to 50 like, feral hogs, I don't know about. But so one to two garden spiders, yeah.
Kids, step back.
For real. Where's the flamethrower at? I'm done. done. This is the longest we've ever spent on a damn nature because this is terrifying. I've actually moved my feet from under the desk. This is, I'm nervous as hell right now. This is not a game. Spiders and dogs, it's too much, yo. It's just too much.
They're coming for you.
They are. They right now, they plotting and planning. Yep. Anyway. Oh, it was terrible. That is a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. Anyway, y'all, you guys are rocking with Rap Sucks Radio. We hope you guys enjoyed the show. This is your homeboy, Track Life, and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes.
I am not sure where you tuned in from, but I am glad you tuned in. As I said earlier, wherever you did tune in from, please like, comment, you know, subscribe, rate. You know, hopefully all of those are positive. And, yeah, man, as we continue to grow, we'll thank you for your support and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
All right.
That.
Oh, God. No more Kim Kardashian, by the way.
Come on.
All right, fine.
Let's be real.
All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all next week where we will try to keep Kim Kardashian off of this show. We'll holler at y'all. Rap Sucks Radio, man. Peace.
Peace.